Shall paradise shine twice? Too many of us have faith in the spinning of dice instead of the spinning of this earth. When we're birthed and when we die, and somewhere in between, her numerous questions are asked until it's almost humorous to answer the whys. Like, why would you waste time on how many wastes your waist can be hitting? Instead, your eyes should be chasing lines while your face submitting to literature the Surgeon General is probably admitting is hazardous for your health. Like the good book tells lies, and the Holy Quran is just a pawn waiting to be pushed to the ledge of the table. For those that believe in such a wealth of lies, I suggest you tune in to pay-per-view, because though the revolution may not be televised, I think it'll be shown on cable. When I was a kid, I wrote myself in as a character within a fable. See, I preceded Nas, except all I needed was one pen, one piece of paper, and one table. Make invisible words appear in the wind. One day I'd sort of be like a fish with one fin. I'd keep circling again and again until I get it right. Make a mother tell a blind child it's not good to read in the light. And in the hood I'd be known as a thief in the night, stealing heavy thoughts from folks when they couldn't sleep right. Make it my food for thought, and I swear to God I'm trying to eat light. But too many of us wallow in despair. It's like for too many months I've swallowed red tears after witnessing so many of my dead peers. Now if it's something sad I hear, I can only cry through my ears. Look to the position of the sun to see if paradise will be born near its due date. But unless you're listening to this album in the daytime,